On The Voice, Josh Turner, your man, voice of the valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning, you. Welcome to Monday, May 6th. Got some clouds, got a little bit of wind, and 53 degrees. Every Monday, got to check in with Christy Sullivan, another edition of Breckenridge School News. Christy on the phone with me this morning. Christy, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. This is the month of May, just a crazy busy time for events and everything going on just before graduation in your school district. What's going on in the land of green and white?
Yep, absolutely. We've got lots this week. Today we've got boys golf versus DGF at Moorhead. And tonight we'll also have our high school Pops concert tonight at 7 p.m. in our gym at the high school here. Tomorrow, varsity track and field sectional tournament, JV and varsity softball doubleheader at Frazee, boys golf at Barnesville, JV and varsity baseball at home versus Staples Motley. Wednesday, our girls golf team goes to Bemidji. Thursday, girls golf at Battle Lake, boys golf at Barnesville, JV and varsity baseball at DGF, JV and varsity softball at home versus DGF, varsity track and field at home, and junior high baseball doubleheader at home versus DGF. So, wow, Thursday's packed. Then Friday, we've got junior high track and Pelican Rapids Elementary School, junior varsity and varsity softball at home versus Rotze, and Saturday is prom. We'll have our grad prom at 7:30 in our high school gym.
Unbelievable. I mean, I'm just sitting here. I can't believe because it seems like yesterday we just started up these reports and now we're already talking prom. Christy, anything else you want to add before we wrap it up?
Yes. This week is National Teacher Appreciation Week, and we're so very grateful for all that our teachers do each day to support our students, families, and our community. So I encourage everyone listening to take a moment and reach out to the teachers who made a difference in your life. Whether you send a message, a thank you note, or make a quick phone call, I know it will mean the world to our teachers.
Boy, fantastic. Yeah, definitely kudos to all of the teachers this week. Christy, always great to talk with you. Enjoy the rest of the week, okay? We will catch up again next Monday.
Thank you. You as well.
All right, Christy Sullivan, Breckenridge School News. And we do this every Monday at this time here. The Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. It is time once again for another edition of Point of Law. It is brought to you by your locally owned car wash, All Seasons Car Wash in West Wapiton, home of the Ceramic Shine Car Wash.
If, as a union official, you accept something of value from an employer, does that make you a criminal? The court labored over that question in the case of the perfidious presence. I'm Curtis Howard with today's Point of Law.
Joe Colley had learned his father's trade and joined the union. He was bright, alert, and spoke well. He soon became the shop steward, then a staff worker for his union. Within a few years, he became a business agent, negotiating labor agreements with different companies in the union's jurisdiction. Joe was a happy sort of guy, and everyone liked him, even those who represented the employers. So when Joe got married, one of the company officials gave him a check for a wedding present. The official said it was in appreciation of Joe's courtesy and fairness. A few months later, Joe received a Christmas check from the same company, and still another when he and his wife moved into their new home. But someone heard about the company's gift and dropped a word in official ears. Joe was arrested and brought to trial for violation of the Labor Management Relations Act. In court, the government's attorney said, "This act provides that a labor representative for a union may not receive money or anything else of value from an employer. Joe received money from the Enterprise Corporation on at least three occasions. That's a criminal act, and Joe must be found guilty. The reason is plain. A union official can't do his full duty to the union when he's taking money or gifts from the other side." Joe's attorney argued, "There's nothing to show that Joe took the money in bad faith or that he did not represent his union fully and fairly. A large company like Enterprise often gives Christmas presents and other gifts to people it does business with. These were small amounts and given simply to show appreciation of fair and honest dealings. Joe did not violate the law." Is Joe guilty? We'll return in a moment.
Take a good look at your vehicle. Go ahead, get out and take a look. How does it look to you?
No!
Yeah, that's what I thought. So, a trip to All Seasons Car Wash is in order. They have it all. Ceramic shine, drive-through car washes, self-service bays, and vacuums to take care of the mess on the inside, too. Clean up Fido and Fluffy at their pet wash. Hey, listen, if dirt and weather have made a home on your vehicle, get rid of it with a trip to All Seasons Car Wash, your locally owned car wash in West Wahpeton.
If, as a union official, you accept something of value from an employer, does that make you a criminal? Yes, ruled the United States Supreme Court. The law was passed to prevent possible extortion or bribery. Joe may have accepted this money in good faith, but he was a union official in a position of trust and should have known better. Joe must be found guilty. It's a point of law.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, the founder of Wesley Financial Group. You may have seen me on TV or heard me on the radio exposing the ugly truth about the timeshare industry and how since 2011, we've been on a mission to help families get rid of their bad timeshares. Over the past 12 years, I've seen many timeshare exit companies come and go. Copycats that overpromise yet never deliver, causing damage to folks that have already been hurt by the timeshare companies. At Wesley, we're passionate about standing up for timeshare owners who've been done wrong. There's a reason over 40,000 families are now timeshare free, and that reason is us. If you're stuck in a timeshare and want out, experience counts. I guarantee, if we take you as a client, we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-393-4600. That's 800-393-4600. 800-393-4600.
Broken bricks, falling fences, damaged doors, Gorilla Glue. Of course. It's incredibly strong and 100% waterproof and bonds, well, virtually everything. While you're at it, look for Gorilla Tape, a heavy-duty double-thick duct tape, and Gorilla Super Glue, great for all your quick fixes and repairs. There's also Gorilla Epoxy, Gorilla Wood Glue, Gorilla Construction Adhesive, of course. You get it. If you can break it, Gorilla can fix it. For the toughest jobs on planet Earth.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Am I supposed to sing happy birthday to you every time it's your birthday?
Oh, well, oh, well, happy birthday to you.
All right, fine, this is it. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Well, I woke up this morning. I noticed the date.